Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of the Therapy Room podcast. I can't believe that we've made it 6 weeks. That's pretty amazing and pretty awesome. Actually, I guess I can imagine it because I'm pretty awesome and amazing. So there's that. I'm your friend Zip, and welcome to the podcast. This past week for me has held the theme of patience. For as long as I can remember, I've heard the saying that patience is a virtue, and for a while there, I thought I had it. I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure why I thought that, since I'm an only child, and everyone knows we're just selfish, impatient bastards who get whatever we want, whenever we want it. But still, I really thought I was different. Last week, I had mentioned that I felt like I was walking around with a knife in my chest, and that I was feeling like I was kind of floating in space the whole week. Well, this week, the stabbing knife pain has receded, but the anxiety is still present, fresh as ever, for reasons I'll get into. Thankfully, I still feel like I'm floating in space. And I say thankfully because it's not a bad feeling, just one that makes me feel like time doesn't exist and everything I'm doing is being viewed through a glass window. So it's strangely comforting. Anyway, back to this patience thing. Patience really is one of those things you think you can you have until you realize you don't. I could be waiting in line for coffee, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and still remain calm, patient. I could be explaining some topic to a little kid I'm tutoring and still remain patient even after trying to explain the same concept over and over again to no avail. I could be giving advice to a friend who never takes it. See? Patience. But when I did a tarot reading for myself, the first thing that was pulled was patience. And that really got me thinking. See, I'm a big fan of tarot cards and tarot readings. I'm a fan of most things mystical or occult, to be honest. Although I know many think it's a sham. But like most things, tarot readings only ever give you what you put into it, and only for that moment of time for which you're asking the question. And so, for that reason, I really love tarot cards. I really love tarot readings. And so I started the week not necessarily having all the patience in the world, but some at least. Or so I was thinking until I had my tarot reading and I had to hit pause. But at the beginning of the week, I wasn't thinking much of it. I mean, I was still on these dating apps after all. And I know I've talked about it before in past podcasts, how stressful it is and how, you know, annoying it can be. And after swiping right for what seemed like the millionth time, I got a match and a date. See, I get matches all the time, but dates are kind of few and far between. Just gonna make that clear. I get girls. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm being stupid. But this woman, she was hot, attractive, smart, witty. You know, all the things that I liked. And if I wasn't patient, I would have never met her. Except as the day got closer and closer, I could feel my anxiety slowly wrapping its hand around my throat and wringing it. And this time, I don't even think I'm being dramatic. Have you ever wanted something so bad or waited for something for so long that when you're on the cusp of getting it, all hell breaks loose? It's like the universe tries to test you, or I don't know what the fuck, but it was like that for me, except externally, nothing was really happening. the war was going on inside, as it usually does for me. And I was reminded that I have very little patience when it comes to love. I suppose some of the reason comes from having gotten my heart smashed to pieces and having to somehow pick up the leftovers in an attempt to keep going. I suppose some of the reason is because I feel like I've gone through enough, felt enough, watched my hopes slip through my fingers enough that I'm downright impatient with something that should be mine already, that I've earned. And a lot of time, I think life is about hitting these goalposts or milestones of pain. Like, I've suffered this much, so that translates to me getting this and that over there, as if this is like a damn grocery store, and my pain is the currency for which I get what I need. And saying that reminds me that I still have much to learn in this life. I think with love, I have a strong case of FOMO, a fucking strong case of FOMO. And I think most of what frustrates me in this life stems from fear. And I'm sure that's like with everyone. And my anxiety lets me know that I'm still watering the plant of despair. And that's never more apparent than when I go on dates. The whole week leading up to the date, I found myself preparing for the worst. I'm starting to think that thinking the worst of situations and people is a comforting blanket for me. One that shields me from facing the truth and doing the work required to release my fear. But, you know, I find comfort in at least being kind of aware of this, you know, like even if I sometimes refuse to, I don't know, fix it, quote unquote, or like change my habits, my patterns, at least I know they exist. And then I'm bringing awareness to it, you know. You know, there's hope for me. In any case, my mind was bombarded with all my failed attempts at love. I've given my heart multiple times and in turn watched it burn and bleed on the floor. So my thought process was, why would this time be any different? Even if I really wanted it to be different, you know? I have this thing I do where I try to convince myself that I don't care, which is really fruitless, because I really do care and I care a lot. And no matter how much I try to mask that truth, it's never buried deep enough. And I am truly like a really sensitive person, and I like to think that I don't really have walls up. I mean, from my perspective, I don't have walls up, but I could see why someone would think that. Because I think that like pain and love does something to you, like just sometimes without you even knowing, you know, and it kind of changes your fucking DNA or your psyche or something. And if you don't catch it, if you're not aware, it could very easily just change your whole outlook without even knowing it. Change how you perceive people, change how you perceive, you know, intimacy, like all these things. So, which is why it's important to, you know, take time for yourself and to breathe. And even as I say that, I don't always take time to like breathe or take time for myself. You know, sometimes I do hide. Sometimes I don't want to look at my shit. Especially when it comes to love. Especially when it's something that involves my heart and is so close to my heart, you know? But yeah, back to this this instance, this date, this time I don't know. This time I didn't really care as much as I would normally. And I know that might sound contradictory, and I'm not saying I didn't care. I'm just saying I don't care at the I didn't care the level that I'm used to. I had like super low expectations for this date. And I don't know if that's growth or me just becoming numb. Or the fact that it's COVID and everything is weird as fuck right now. It could be that. And because it's COVID, the date itself was unusual. And by unusual, I mean it was through Google Meets. Now, I never ever thought I would go on a date on Google Meets. My past self would probably laugh. Hell, my future self too. But my present self isn't really laughing. My present self is actually quite sad, to be honest. My present self is still wondering why I put myself through dating apps when I really don't want to meet my partner that way. Call me old-fashioned, but I wouldn't mind meeting her at a bookstore. Hell, like let her be the librarian at the library. You know? That would actually low-key be kind of hot. She had those glasses on and like I don't fucking know, dude. It'd be kind of hot. But I still go on the apps anyway. Even being aware of how I feel. Maybe it's because I don't trust that what I really want will manifest. Maybe it's because I have to control everything. I don't know. Maybe it's all of those things. And again, I'm having to kind of reconcile with what I think should be happening or have happened in my life and what is actually currently happening. And the fact that I'm constantly having to reconcile with that lets me know that I have no patience in situations in which it rears its ugly head, like in love. So anyway, I have the date and it's okay. But you know, I find myself searching for things to say while also trying to gauge her reactions to my humor. I find myself having to lead the conversation, which is okay, but lately I'm finding myself wanting to be led. All my life I've led in relationships, and I think I'm kind of burnt out. I think I'm looking for more balance in my relationships because I tend to give a lot and then not get much back. And but the, like you know, the thing with a lot of women is that not all, but a lot is that they are used to being led. They are used to having someone else control the narrative, at least in the initial stages. And I was cool with that for a while, don't get me wrong. Like I come across as more like, I don't know, masculine energy, I guess, and I'm usually the one to take control of things. But I think what I'm looking for is shifting and changing. And since I'm changing, I expect everyone else around me to have changed or be changing. Or at least I expect to attract exactly what I want when I want it. But I don't think I have that level of mastery yet. And part of mastery is having patience for sure. And so the date was great in the respect of having made her laugh and there being some banter, but also just not a match in some of the core things I'm looking for. Which is weird for me to say because she was so smart and so nerdy. and all that, but when I tried to connect with her on like a deeper level, the connection just wasn't there. But I also wonder if I'm being too harsh, you know? It was the first date after all. But people get trapped in a lot of things because they don't follow their intuition from the jump, and I promised myself I would no longer fall into that trap. Also, she had never seen Seinfeld, and that devastated me. Like, I don't think I could ever be with a girl who had never seen an episode of Seinfeld or like didn't think it was funny. Okay, maybe I could let the not funny thing slide, but because everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but damn, for some reason that's super important to me. I mean, it was my whole childhood. Like, Seinfeld is like the staple of every Jewish household. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating, but still. How could you not think Seinfeld is funny? How could you never not seen Seinfeld? But I guess, that date wasn't as bad. Like, I wouldn't even call it a bad date. I would just call it, like, just not a match, you know? And I've had worse dates before. Like, earlier during COVID, I went on a date and it was actually in person. And we went to the lake and it was pretty fucking awful. Like, I knew prior to the date that, like, just intuitively I wasn't feeling it, you know? But this time I didn't really listen to my intuition. And as soon as I saw her walking up, I was just like, oh, fuck, this isn't gonna work out. Because I just knew. And so I had to spend the whole time just like engaging in conversation that was like boring as hell, and like there was just no flames, no connection, you know? Maybe I'm just a romantic. I think I'm just a romantic. And so yeah, that's that. Maybe I'll see her again. Maybe I won't. The only thing I know for certain is that she'll definitely have to take the lead. And if she doesn't, well, I guess I won't be seeing her anymore. And so another thing that I've found my patience waver on is looking for a new job. And I think that kind of correlates to like me applying to med school and like all that. But I think like a lot of the impatience comes from hating my current job. But I find that like complaining about something you have the power to change is pretty useless. Like I definitely have the power to leave. I'm just choosing not to for reasons. But I guess I would be remiss to say that I didn't complain about it quite a lot. So take from that what you will. There's nothing like hopeless dread clawing through your heart and mind as you prepare to go to work. And I know it's COVID and not a lot of people are working, and I'm grateful in that respect. But I'm also kind of getting tired of giving bits of my soul away. It does tend to wear on you. I think I feel like I'm overqualified for not only the job I have, but the ones I'm also looking to move towards. So my impatience also stems from wanting to move on quickly and like efficiently. I mean, I've been feeling that way ever since I graduated college, and I think that's a common feeling that a lot of people have when they graduate and they don't get into the field that they want, they studied for. It could be pretty frustrating and disheartening and depressing, to put it lightly. This is all to say that I did get a job interview and I'm pretty optimistic about it. We'll see if I make it to the next round of interviews, and we'll see if I actually get the job. which will take weeks for me to find out. So I'll have to be patient. Yeah, life is funny that way. I like to think that I will master the ability to be present and patient one day. I know I'll keep trying, and I know that life will keep circling back that lesson until I get it. So there's some hope, you know, some hope there. Anyway, yeah, guys, I think that's all I have for you this week. Hopefully you gained something from that conversation I had with myself. or not. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at the Therapy Room Pod. And let me know what you thought of this week's episode. Are you more patient than me? Is there something I could be doing better? I don't know. Let me know. Make sure to follow the podcast. All right, that's my sales pitch, guys. I'll be here next week. And I hope I'll see you there. And as always, be kind to yourself. Love you guys. See you next Wednesday.